This is Eric Hagen with Keller Williams Realty in Danville. Today is December 13, 2009. This is part three of my series on common real estate forms. And today we're going to be starting on the statewide buyers and sellers advisory. This is going to be more than I can handle in just one podcast, so I'll actually be spreading it out over more than one. This is really an important, it's a 10-page document that has a lot of different disclosures in it that are related to all different aspects of the transaction. And it's so important that people understand everything in this document. Unfortunately, this is one of the many documents which people tend to just kind of sign without even reading what it says and without understanding it. I think it's really wrong that most agents don't insist that their clients take the time to truly understand what the document says. Most problems that happen in a transaction are dealt with in this document. The form comes about as a years of experience and years of litigation, unfortunately, have created the precedent that is reflected in this form. It's actually a kind of redundant with other forms we use in the transaction. So what I tend to do is to use this form first. We talk through this form, and then a lot of other stuff that needs to get signed throughout the transaction has already been dealt with and already been discussed based on this document. When I work with clients, it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 hours to go through this form. And it seems like a lot of time, but you really only need to do it once. Even if you end up, you know, writing 3 or 4 offers before you get an accepted one, you really only need to discuss this document or the details of it one time, because there's no choices to make. Each transaction, you're just signing the same form over and over again. But it's critical that you really truly understand every aspect of what you're signing. And just by the way, throughout all the transactions that you do in real estate, you should never sign anything that you don't completely, truly understand. And if you don't understand something, you need to ask the agent, what does this mean? Usually what you'll find is that the agent doesn't feel like it's important enough to take the time to tell you. But you need to stop and make sure that you understand everything. Don't allow it to be just skipped over. Don't accept the fact that you have to just sign quick so we can get the offer. If there's not enough time to understand what you're signing, then there's not enough time to write the offer. Back to the document here. This is the Statewide Buyers and Sellers Advisory. It's a 10-page document. And the critical first part talks about the buyer's rights and duties, seller's rights and duties, and the broker's rights and duties. Certainly each side has important things that they're really required and obligated to do. The buyer's rights and duties are mostly focused on their requirement, really, that they do full investigation of the property. Now, obviously, the buyer is not going to be crawling around the attic with a flashlight, but they'll hire somebody who will, an expert. They'll hire experts in various fields to investigate the property for them and give them written reports. And although the agent definitely will help the buyer to get that done, really it's the buyer's ultimate responsibility. And it's an important part of the process. Likewise, the seller has important responsibilities, mostly to do with disclosure. We'll talk about disclosure later on, more in more depth. But the most important part here is that it's making it clear that the seller really does have responsibility to disclose no material facts. Likewise, the brokers have rights and duties as part of the contracts, mostly to do with their disclosure of what they know and being honest and truthful and working towards getting the transaction done. So this is Eric Hagen with Keller Williams Realty in Danville. My phone number is 925-388-6462. And this is part one of Statewide Buyers and Sellers Advisory.